This is a reading from the Prema Vivarta, part number 62, Lord Chaitanya's Theology of the Holy Name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, observing penances and vows like Chandrayana Vrat, strictly according to scriptural injunctions, cannot completely eradicate the sins a sinner commits. Yet, by chanting Lord Krishna's name even once, one becomes totally free from all sins. By following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as that by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reactions, it does not awaken devotional service, unlike the chanting of the Lord's holy name, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia. Even if the holy name is chanted unconsciously, jokingly, simply for entertainment, or even neglectfully, the most grievous sins are absolved, and one enters the spiritual realm of Vaikuntha, which lies beyond the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, the god of death. One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if one chants indirectly to indicate something else, or jokingly, or for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all learned scholars of the scriptures. If one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though one is sinful. As a fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. The holy name is the only real friend of the living entity. By chanting the holy name of Govinda, Krishna one very easily uproots all sinful reactions that have been accumulated not only in this lifetime, but those of many past lives and those which are yet to mature into fruition. An offense committed against a saintly person is a serious crime, and only by chanting the holy name of Krishna can one atone for it. The scriptures have amply described the various forms of prayaschitta rituals for atoning of sins. However, all these ritualistic activities are inconsequential compared to the chanting of the holy name. The process of chanting the holy name has the power to eradicate all accumulated and sinful reactions, and much more. So much so that the holy name can absolve more sinful reactions than one is at all capable of committing. It is impossible to commit such volumes of sinful activities in this age of Kali that cannot be eradicated by the chanting of the holy name Govinda. The scriptures proclaim unequivocally that the holy name is the only cure for all diseases. O residents of Vrindavan, I say this is true. Trust me. Just chant the name Govinda, Achyutananda, Krishna. Chant the holy name, say it loud, for Madhusudana, feeling from the heart with tears flowing from the eyes, and rid yourself of all material disease and sufferings. Chanting the holy name constantly can purify even the most fallen sinner. And after one becomes purified, he or she in turn is to be counted amongst the saintly persons who can purify others by his or her own association. All dreadful fears and sufferings, like severe sickness, the fear of capital punishment, etc., are easily quelled by chanting Lord Narayan's holy name. The chanting of the holy name drives away all diseases, sufferings, distressful conditions, and inauspicious situations. As a strong wind disperses the clouds of gathering gloom, and the rising sun's first rays dispel darkness, similarly, chanting of the holy name countervails, counteracts against all calamities by his own unlimited potency. This is clearly explained by Srila Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam. When people properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or simply hear about his power, the Lord personally enters their hearts and cleanses away every trace of misfortune, just as sun removes the darkness, or as a powerful wind drives away the clouds. A person deeply afflicted by poverty, hopelessness, despondency, weakness of mind, fear, and serious diseases and distress can rarely see the redeeming rays of hope. But if one simply chants, Narayan, Hari, he or she will certainly be released from one's intolerable misery and experience unlimited happiness. The holy name of Vishnu, Krishna, possesses inconceivable power and potency. By chanting the holy name, all evil spirits, ghosts, demons, and monsters all flee in fear, putting an end to the living entity's extreme trepidations or feelings of alarm or feelings of dreadfulness. Chanting removes all inauspiciousness, tribulations, hunger, thirst, confusion, and so on. After knowing all these facts about the holy name's potency, if one is still in doubt about his efficacy, then one will not achieve any success in chanting. Another esoteric point about the holy name the devotees must be aware of is that one receives the mercy of the holy name only by increasing one's faith in him and not by faithless doubting. I see Kali Yuga is just like a black poisonous snake with a gaping mouth and fangs. But please, be unperturbed, my dear devotees, and listen with faith. Once the holy name of the Lord is chanted, it is like igniting a forest fire which burns to ashes the poisonous snakes within the forest. In this dark age of Kali Yuga, sincere devotees of the Supreme Lord should leave aside all other means for liberation and should take full shelter of the holy name. This is their real responsibility and duty. There is unlimited bliss in chanting the different names of Krishna, such as Hari, Keshava, Govinda, Vasudeva, Jaganmai. For one who chants constantly with unflinching faith, one remains unaffected by all the reverses of Kali Yuga, because one's heart has become purified simply by chanting. An abominable sinner who is fit to reside in hell can easily become a devotee of the Lord simply by chanting Krishna's holy name. Thus, one can enter into the highest spiritual abode of the Lord. Parabdha, or unmanifested reactions of sinful activities committed from one's previous life, can be counteracted only by means of chanting the holy name. This result cannot be achieved by pursuing speculative knowledge or performance of fruitive activity. In fact, it is impossible to break free from the entanglement of karma, results of actions, without the help of the chanting process. Final liberation, therefore, is unattainable through other processes. The kind of liberation the holy name offers to the living entity will never again allow one to be induced to perform fruitive activities. Rather, it will make one transcend illusion and the three material modes. Therefore, one who desires freedom from material bondage should adopt the process of chanting and glorifying the name, fame, form, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at whose feet all the holy places stand. One cannot derive the proper benefit from other methods, such as pious atonement, speculative knowledge, and meditation in mystic yoga. Why? Because even after following such methods, one takes to fruitive activities once again, unable to control one's mind. One's mind is contaminated by the base qualities of nature, passion, and ignorance. If a person is in a death stupor, suffering acutely in a state of coma, if that person somehow, unconsciously or otherwise, chants Krishna's name, the bonds of karmic reaction that bind one are severed and one attains the supreme goal. In Kali Yuga, such liberation is unattainable by other methods. Terrified, about to die, the man collapses on his bed. Although his voice is faltering, and he is hardly conscious of what he is saying, if he utters the holy name of the Supreme Lord, he can be freed from the reaction of fruitive work and achieve the supreme destination. And still, people in this age of Kali will not worship the Supreme Lord. The holy name should be chanted with sincere faith and devotion and without envy. Krishna then forgives all one's countless offenses. As for the unfortunate soul who does not believe in the holy name, the gates of liberation remain always closed to such a person. Discrepancies that arise while pronouncing Vedic hymns or following regulative principles of ritualistic activities in regard to time, place, and paraphernalia are all rectified by chanting the holy name. And thus one experiences unlimited joy. Chanting is the most important of all spiritual activities. So if one takes shelter of the holy name, one will automatically achieve perfection in all other devotional activities. Mantratas tantra chashtidrang desha kalaha vastuta sarvang karoti nishchidram anusankirtanam tava. There may be discrepancies in pronouncing mantras and observing regulative principles, and moreover, there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, and paraphernalia. But when the holy name of God is chanted, everything becomes faultless. The holy name is the essence of the Vedas and far superior to it. Anyone who doubts this faces constant misery. Pranava, the sound Om, is one of Krishna's names. The Vedas have emanated from the seed sound Om, spoken first by Lord Brahma. One who continuously chants Lord Hari, Krishna's name, is considered to have mastered the four Vedas. What prompts you to undertake the tedious study of the four Vedas? Simply go on chanting Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. That is all that is required to achieve perfection. Each name of Lord Vishnu is greater and more potent than the entirety of Vedas. And Lord Ram's name alone is superior to 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. The spiritual result one obtains from chanting 1,000 names of Vishnu three times is attained by chanting Lord Krishna's holy name just once. Dear devotees of the Lord, please continuously chant, Krishna, 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 hey! And also chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra, consisting of 16 names, is perfect in every respect. And chanting this mantra gives one the highest benefit and perfection in spiritual life. Why undertake so many inconveniences that automatically accompany pilgrimages simply to gain some piety, when by constantly chanting Hare Krishna wherever you are situated, you can accrue the results of all pious activities? For one who continuously chants the Lord's holy name, there is no extra spiritual benefit by visiting even such holy places as Kurukshetra, Kashi, Pushkar, etc. The spiritual value of Hari Kirtan is far superior to even circumambulating many thousands of holy pilgrimages. On a visit to the holy land of Kurukshetra, the powerful sage Vishvamitra once said that he had heard the names of many holy places of pilgrimages in the material universe, but none of them possessed even 1/1,000,000th of the spiritual potency contained in the chanting of the holy name of God. This statement is of utmost value to everyone. Tell me, what is the necessity for studying such voluminous works as the Vedic literature and its corollaries? And why do people visit innumerable holy pilgrimage sites? One who truly desires to liberate one's soul from illusion, then let such a person constantly chant the name Govinda. The chanting of the holy name is the highest spiritual activity, far superior to all other pious activities. One who chants with this realization is automatically executing all other prescribed religious duties. Pious activities like giving lakhs of cows in charity on solar eclipses, residing in Prayag in the month of Magh, December, January, and observing strict vows and baths, performing countless sacrifices, and dispersing mountains of gold are not equivalent to a minute fraction of the spiritual potency of chanting the holy name. Even if hundreds of altruistic works are performed for the benefit of the people in general's welfare, all such activities are mundane activities, according to scriptures. The chanting of the names of God alone can actually give complete liberation from this material world. Every other activity is insignificant in comparison. And tell me, how reliable is Sankhya Yoga, deductive philosophical speculation, Ashtanga Yoga, the Eightfold Yoga process? How can these offer liberation? If you are actually searching for mukti, then simply continuously chant Govinda's name. In fact, mukti is also insignificant in comparison to the actual result one achieves by chanting the holy name. Mukti is but fasil, arrived without due care or effort, lacking depth. Even to someone who chants the holy name indifferently, mukti is of little value. One who constantly chants Krishna's name, the holy name dances on one's tongue. One may have taken birth in a family of dog eaters and known as Swapacha, but one should certainly be considered a highly elevated Brahmana. One must have already performed severe penances and austerities. One has already visited all the holy places, has already taken bath in all of the sacred rivers, and studied the conclusions of the Vedas, thus obtaining immense piety. One incessantly tastes the nectar of the holy name. Aho bata svapachoto gariyan yajjivagre vartate namatubhyam te pustapaste juhuvu sasnur arya brahmanu chura namagrinantiyete. Devahuti told her son, Lord Kapila, "Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues chant your holy name, my Lord. For even if born in the families of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of God must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices. They must have achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. For to be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at all holy places of pilgrimage, have already studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required." The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the greatest chant for deliverance. It can easily offer all perfections and bring one to the highest spiritual realizations. This fact has been boldly proclaimed in the Vedic literatures. The chanting of the holy name brings completely under control all six vices: lust, greed, anger. And it brings under control the impetuous senses, thus freeing one to execute perfect devotional service to the Supreme Lord. The really qualified and intelligent scholar who applies one's knowledge by proper behavior and who relishes the essence of the scriptures appreciates Kali Yuga, because it is only in this age that one attains the highest perfection simply by chanting the holy name. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age, all perfections of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. The supremely potent holy name is equal in every respect to the Supreme Lord Krishna himself. Because Lord Krishna has invested the holy name with all of his potencies, Krishna has collected the spiritual results accrued by charity, austerity, penance, pilgrimage, karmakanda, rituals offered to the demigods, Rajasuya Yajna, Ashvamedha Yajna, knowledge of self-realization, and so on, all have been infused into his holy name to make it absolutely powerful. Lord Krishna, the Lord of the demigods, possesses inconceivable potencies, and all of his names are endowed with those same potencies. One should develop attachment for Krishna's holy names. Take shelter and worship that holy name, for the omnipotent holy name can give one every desirable object. The world becomes joyful hearing the holy name Rishikesha, and thus they become attached to him. The perfected souls offer their respectful homage to Krishna, while the demons are afraid, and the demons thus flee. Lord Krishna and his names are the same. The holy name has immense powers of influence. It is not lacking in anything. Arjuna Uvacha Sthane Rishikesha Tava Prakirtya Jagat Prakrishyat Yanurajyate Cha Rakshansi Bhitani Disho Dravanti Sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangha. O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon your holy name being chanted, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid, and they go fleeing here and there. My Lord, all this is rightly done. Special material qualifications, caste, etc., are not the required qualifications for chanting the holy name. One does not need to have formal initiation or have to undergo vows of purification to be eligible to chant the holy name. Whoever constantly chants the name of the Supreme Lord, Narayan, Jagannath, Vasudev, Janardhan, is respected by all as a spiritual master. That person who chants Lord Krishna's name while sleeping, walking, dreaming, or even performing other chores is to be worshipped by everyone. Anyone who chants Lord Krishna's holy name is to be worshipped like a guru, without considering that such a person may be a woman, a sudra, a pukkasa, or yavana, or even of lower birth. One who is shelterless, who has no higher spiritual goals, one who is a debauchee, cruel, violent, too licentious or devoid of knowledge, austerity, or religious principles, can become more elevated than the pious men simply by chanting the holy name. There are no rules indicating time, place, or circumstance for chanting the holy name. Nor is anyone prohibited from chanting, even if he or she is unclean or contaminated. Just go on chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Do not be inhibited by external rules such as those governing cleanliness. The holy name is fully independent of all such material prescriptions, and it is the supremely purifying agent, cleansing everything, but without itself becoming affected in any way. Ritualistic practices, religious practices, yajna, sacrifice, charity, sacred bathing, chanting of Vedic hymns, all of these are regulated by rules of time, cleanliness, etc. But to consider that the chanting of the holy name is subject to the same restrictions is a gross blunder. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting. Therefore, everyone chant Krishna's holy name at all times. For the yogi who is searching for peace of mind, tranquility, and freedom from fear, the only quick and effective way is to chant the holy name. Etan nirvidyamananam ichatam akutubhayam yoginang mirpramir mitang harer namanu kirtanam. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. The Lord's holy name is the most magnanimous deliverer of souls. The name alone offers the living entity sure and easy liberation. One needs to chant the bisyllabic name of the Supreme Lord, Hari, just once, and one immediately becomes an eligible candidate for liberation. Anyone who chants the holy name, Narayan, even once with a pure heart, having conquered sleep and lethargy, is liberated and is in constant communion with the Lord. A living entity enmeshed in abysmal ocean of repeated birth and death, if unconsciously chants the holy name, Hari, even that person immediately becomes liberated, and personified fear, being afraid of the holy name, goes away. Apana sangsatir ghorang yannama vivisho grinan tata sadyo vimuchyeta yad vidheti swayang bayam. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Let me therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, whose incarnations, transcendental qualities and activities are all mysterious imitations of worldly affairs. One who invokes his transcendental names, even unconsciously at the time of death, is certainly absolved of all sins from the many lifetimes and attains God without fail. In our normal activities of eating, sleeping, sitting, dreaming, to chant Krishna's names will nullify the effects of Kali Yuga. It is the perfection of speech. Even if a person chants Krishna's name indifferently, he or she will surely achieve one's swarup, or original spiritual self, and attain that state beyond all material fear and lamentation. One will reach Vaikuntha, the supreme goal. If somehow or other one chants Krishna's holy name, Krishna becomes attracted to such a person and showers one with causeless mercy. Even a ghostly, haunted drunkard, miserably suffering numerous health disorders, if that person simply chants the holy name, then liberation is immediately within one's reach, quite easily. Amongst the different limbs of bhakti, chanting of the holy name, according to the scriptures, is the most efficacious. Ashtanga yoga necessitates much arduous physical and mental exercise in order to remember the Supreme Lord Vishnu. But simply moving the lips and chanting is the best form of glorification and remembrance of the Supreme Lord. One who has worshipped the deity of the Lord for at least 1,000 lifetimes, and in each life having taken proper brahminical initiation, such a person is able to vibrate the holy name of the Lord. The supreme goal, which was attained in Satya Yuga by years of prolonged meditation, in Treta Yuga by performing extensive yajnas, in Dvapara Yuga by opulent and scrupulous deity worship, in Kali Yuga, the same results are easily obtained simply by chanting the holy name. The hallmark of a Mahabhagavat, the most elevated devotee, in Kali Yuga is that one chants the holy name of the Lord constantly. The extraordinary result derived from chanting the transcendentally empowered and eternal name of Krishna just a few times cannot be satisfactorily described. It cannot be described even by persons such as Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. Such is the marvelous effect in the holy name, which immediately upon chanting, the chanter attains the supreme destination. Lord Krishna once said to Arjuna, "O Arjuna, listen attentively, for when the living entity chants my name, whether out of devotion or even indifference, I never forget this act. It remains always close to my heart. There is no vow like chanting the holy name, no knowledge superior to it, no meditation which comes anywhere near it. It gives the highest result. No penance is equal to it, and nothing is as potent or as powerful as my holy name." Chanting is the greatest act of piety. Chanting is the supreme refuge. Even the words of the Vedas do not possess sufficient power to describe the magnitude of chanting the holy name. Chanting is the highest path to liberation, peace, and eternal life. Chanting is the pinnacle of devotion. Chanting is the heart's joyous proclivity. And chanting is the attraction and the best form of remembrance of the Supreme Lord. The holy name has appeared solely for the benefit of the living entities as Lord and Master. It is the supreme object of the living entity and their spiritual guide and mentor. Sradhaya Hilaya Nama Ratani Mama Jantuva Tesham Nama Sada Partha Vartate Hridaye Mama Nanama Sadrisham Gyanam Nanama Sadrisham Vratam Nanama Sadrisham Gyanam Nanama Sadrisham Phalam Nanama Sadrishastyago Nanama Sadrishasama Nanama Sadrisham Punyam Nanama sadrishi gati Namaiva parama muktir Namaiva paramang gati Namaiva parama shantir Namaiva parama stiti Namaiva parama bhaktir Namaiva parama mati Namaiva parama prithir Namaiva parama smriti Namaiva karanam jantur Namaiva prabhur evacha Namaiva karanam jantur Namaiva prabhur evacha Namaiva parama radyam Namaiva parama guru. There are no limits to the glories of the holy name. Just by hearing the Lord's name, even Apukasa, the lowest of humanity, can be saved. My Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination simply by seeing you. Not to speak of seeing you personally, merely by hearing the holy name of your Lordship only once. Eva Chandalas, men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? Whoever continuously chants Lord Krishna's holy name, even in one sleep, can easily realize that the holy name is a direct manifestation of Krishna himself. In spite of the influences of Kali Yuga, this has been ordained by Lord Krishna himself. One who chants Krishna's holy name and who constantly remembers him Even though living in this material ocean of nescience is like the lotus, which is born in the water but is untouched by it. Its position is transcendental. This great soul, the chanter, is capable of liberating all the suffering results and residents of the hellish planets. The holy name is the prime and most secure shelter for the living entities. The holy name can eradicate endless offenses and liberate a person. The holy name is a transcendental touchstone, a direct manifestation of Krishna himself, a fully cognizant being, perfect, pure, eternally independent. The name and Krishna are identical. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Binatva Nama Namino. One who philosophically understands that the Lord's holy name and his potencies are the same can thus properly approach and worship the Supreme Lord with transcendental knowledge and choice prayers. Sri Krishna Das, a resident of Mayapur Dham, then humbly inquired from Lord Chaitanya with folded hands. Dear Lord, I have one other clarification to be made, which I place before your lotus feet. After having heard the wonderful glories of the holy name, I wonder why chanting does not give everyone the same result. Lord Chaitanya replied, Shraddha, faith, is the root of everyone's spiritual life. Some persons do not get results from chanting due to their lack of faith. The holy name is the Supreme Lord himself, residing in everyone's heart as Supersoul. And he offers success in chanting proportionate to one's faith. Persons who do not have sufficient faith in the holy name or in the process of chanting cannot have spiritual progress. Instead, they glide down the path to destruction, committing offenses against the holy name. They misinterpret the glories and transcendental nature of the holy name, and due to this offense, they suffer hellish existence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.